This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله.
عمد بخير؟ حياك الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم ما بعد، today إن شاء الله تبارك وتعالى our دعاء is from سورة الكهف chapter 18. In سورة الكهف الله سبحانه وتعالى says at the beginning of the surah in the story of the people of the cave when they say قالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. The story goes on the people of the cave when they ran away from their people and they went to the cave and then they made that dua ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة. Ya Allah, we ask you to give us from من عندك, which means from لدنك, which is from you, give us رحمة, mercy. وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا, and provide for us and make for us from our affairs good results. Like whatever we do, that will always be good for ourselves, inshallah ta'ala. So the dua is here is about ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good affairs. What does it mean exactly? So we know the story of the people of the cave, right? The people of the cave, they were young people, as Allah described in the Quran, إِنَّهُمْ فِتَّةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. The group of young people that they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, قَالْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى, we added them guidance. Because they were guided already in terms of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah increased them in that guidance, knowing Allah more, and even now propagating that da'wah. However, their message was not received well among the people. So what did they do? They went after them. When it became very dangerous, they realized they cannot stay in that town, so they had to flee, they had to go out somewhere else. So they were running away from their people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah described for us the situation. They were running, they were scared, they were afraid, obviously, and they found shelter in a remote cave somewhere. They thought that would be a place where we can just rest on our way to safety, on our way of safety. And that's when they made this dua. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Ya Allah, we ask that you give us from you. Rahma, mercy, like bestow mercy from you. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And Ya Allah, we ask you that you make from our affairs, good results and good end at all times. Like always show that which is right in our affairs. Now, why this dua is so important, at least for these young people, right? Because they're already guided, weren't they? They already believed. In the waves of disbelief that the culture of their society that did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were only the few believers. They were the few believers there. So they're already being guided. What kind of guidance are they asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for over here? That is now is a special guidance. It's a very special guidance. By the way, if I ask the parents whose kids are running in the background, we appreciate if you can take them with you, inshallah ta'ala, while we finish, inshallah azawajal. Jazakumullah khair. They must have come with parents, yeah. See, no one's claiming the kids, Jama. You can't hear us in the back? Okay. Can you guys fix the speakers in the women's section? Jazakallah khair. So when they say Rabbana, now they're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by that beautiful name in which he's a razzaq, he's the one who provides, he's the one who protects, he's the one who gives safety. Atina min ladunka. The word min ladunka is beautiful because now they say it's exclusively from you. What does that mean? If they said, Rabbana atina rahma, Ya Allah, give us mercy. I mean, anyone can ask for that. And Allah already gives mercy to all, even the non-believers, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's showing mercy. So when they say, مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, they ask, we need, this is exclusively from you. We ask it exclusively from you, Ya Rabbi, an exclusive mercy. That mercy is unique to them from what? That rahmah to save them from being chased out by these people, being captured by these people, because they know if they were sent back, they will lose that support and that faith. So therefore, they were asking, Ya Allah, we ask you for that special rahmah from you. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا, and guide us. The word التهيئة, just to give an understanding the meaning of تهيئة, comes from هيئة. الهيئة means the condition, the overall well-being and the condition of the person, whether it's the physical condition or the emotional condition. So when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هَيِّئْ لَنَا, Ya Allah, means improve, Ya Allah, fix our condition, whether it's the physical, the emotional. Now the physical, we know, they are hungry, they don't have much with them, they don't know what's going to happen to them in the future. Emotionally, obviously, they're stressed out. They know they could be captured at any moment. What if they find them out, found out where they were hiding? So for them, they're asking, Ya Allah, we ask you by your exclusive mercy to give us the guidance and to fix our well-being, the physical and the emotional. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا, and from all our affairs, we ask you to give us guidance to strike the right decision. Because the meaning of here, al-amr, umurina, like our affairs in general, al-rushd is opposite to al-ghay. And al-ghay means misguidance, dalal. So al-rushd means guidance. So in every decision we make, in every choice that we take, in every step that we take in our lives, we ask you to give us guidance on the path. So here, because they're now again, they're escaping disbelief, afraid of being captured by those disbelievers, hiding, and they want the specific mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep them protected from that. And when they ask, not just in that moment, also in the future, as we move forward, Ya Rabbi, we ask you to hayyi lana min amrina rashada, for all our affairs, we ask you to give us guidance. When we make these choices, these decisions, we ask you that you give us guidance, Ya Rabbi al-Alamin. So that's the dua that we learn from the people of the cave. And I don't want to say that we have our own cave in this life, jama'ah, right now, as a community. Unfortunately, as we see how the world is shifting and changing, it really becomes really scary and dangerous sometimes. So it's important for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that exclusive rahmah, exclusive mercy that provides us that exclusive guidance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide for us rahmah from Him, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah to show us that guidance in all our affairs, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So we're going to repeat this dua 3 times, inshallah. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم آمين جزاكم الله خير سبحانك الله وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت إن شاء الله today we're going to be reading from juz 3. For those who would like to read with us, bring your mushaf.